Jimmy Fallon is hardly the only late-night talk show host or the only comedian, and he's not even the only one named Jimmy, but every host has his bit. Letterman's got the top 10 list. For Fallon, it's music, sometimes satire, sometimes homage. Jimmy Fallon is now known for his picture-perfect imitations of well-known singers.
Whip my hair back and forth. Whip my hair back and forth, just whip.
That's Jimmy Fallon singing as Neil Young, accompanied by Bruce Springsteen. They're performing Willow Smith's Whip My Hair. This month, Fallon released his second comedy music album. It's called Blow Your Pants Off, featuring some new material. Jimmy Fallon joined us last week to talk about his new album, and the first thing I wanted to know was how he manages to persuade famous artists to play along with his songs.
They're in on the joke, and they get to, you know, own the joke, you know, which is why I think these artists agree to do this stuff on our show. I mean, they see, like, we're a pretty positive show, you know, and so we just want to have a good time and have everyone have a fun time together. So, like, when you talk to Bruce Springsteen, you know, I call him up and or I have to talk to his manager. They said Bruce would like to talk to you. I go, okay. I talk to Bruce, and he's going to come on and tell a box set, and I pitch him, and I say, I do an impression of Neil Young. You know, I'd love to do a duet with you, me as Neil, you as you, to Willow Smith's Whip My Hair. And Bruce goes, I'm not familiar with that song. And I go, yeah, okay, well, I will get you the song. I go, but it's basically a hip-hop song, like a dance song that goes, I whip my hair back and forth, I whip my hair back and forth. I go, but I do it as Neil Young, so I do it slower, and it's more like, whip my hair back and forth. And then I want you to come in and go like, you got to whip your hair, you know. And he starts laughing. He goes, I like it. I guess it's great. He goes, I got an idea. I go, okay. He goes, what if I dressed like I was in, like a guy was dressed in the 70s, like me from the 70s. I'm like, okay. Like, can I put like a beard on you and like a floppy hat? He's like, yeah, give me the floppy hat. So he brought his own sunglasses from the Born to Run tour. We get him out on the stage, like, and the audience, like, if you can hear it on the CD, if you listen to Whip My Hair, the audience kind of for a second doesn't know if it's Bruce Springsteen or like an impersonator. Because you would never expect for Bruce Springsteen to wear
no,
a wig.
No, you would not. It was a total
beard.
Surprise to me.
It's hilarious. And he just killed it, and he was so funny.
I mean, is there anybody that approaches you that and says, you know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to do, you know, Michael Jackson circa 1970.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's some people that, like, you know, we're in the works with. We might get together and do something with. But it's like, yeah. Usually, the more people come up, like, hey, we like that Bruce thing, or we like the Eddie Vedder thing. So we'd like to give it. You know, we're open to any ideas you guys have. And so that's, you know, when we call and ask people. Like, I did a song with Eddie Vedder called "Balls in Your Mouth."
Right.
And this is, of course, I asked Eddie, I said, would you like to sing this? And he said, no, thank you, in a very cool way. And I go, okay. I go, but it's about the BP oil spill and about how all these tar balls are rising up on the beaches in the South. So what we're saying is, be careful, don't swim in the ocean, or you'll get balls in your mouth. And he goes, okay, I'll just say no thank you one more time. So he said no thanks. And then he watched rehearsal. And he just saw how goofy and funny the song is, and he goes, I'm in. I'd love to do that. That'd be great. So then that's how we get Eddie Vedder to do that song. It's just crazy.
All right, so how did you convince the president? How tough a sell was it to get the president to slow jam the news with you?
I mean, that was really hard. I mean, because it's the president of the United States. We actually got a call from the White House because we had done a sketch with the First Lady.
Right.
And we got a call from the White House, said, would you like to do a sketch with the president? His initiative is he wants to keep the interest rates on student loans where they are. I think Congress wanted to raise them. And so I said, sure, I'll work in a sketch. I'll do whatever. They said, would you fly to a college? The president's going on tour. I go, yeah. I go, but if I'm going to fly to a college, do you want to just do a whole show from a college? And they're like, hold on. We'll call you right back. So then the White House calls us back, and they go, I think we're in. He wants to do it. I go, this is crazy. All right, this is great. They go, but you can't tell anybody, Jimmy. Don't tell anyone that this is happening.
Oh, my gosh. How did you not tell anybody?
Okay. So around the office, his code name around the office was Bieber.
No.
We said,
please don't.
Bieber
you called the
Bieber's
president
coming.
Bieber.
What time is Bieber getting there? Bieber should arrive at 2:30. You know, it's like,
was anyone disappointed when
thing.
It was actually President
so then,
Obama and not Justin Bieber?
Some ideas. We said maybe we'd like to maybe slow jam the news, which is a bit we do on our show where we just basically take any news story and just put it to an R&B type of beat and just make it really steamy and kind of, and very like you know, rhythm and blues type of stuff. So we pitched that to him and they said, yeah, he's in, he loves it. And I'm sitting there, I'm rehearsing with the President of the United States. He's going, he comes in, he's like, okay, we're gonna slow jam the news, here we go. And I go, okay. And at the end of our beat, usually like Brian Williams goes, I usually do this bit with Brian Williams on our show, and usually at the end, Brian goes, oh, yeah. And so we're rehearsing with the president, and the president goes, oh, yep. Oh, yep. I go, okay, can't you give me a little more spice, a little more sexy R&B thing? Like, he goes, no, that's all I'm doing, Jimmy. I go, okay. And, boy, he has great comic timing. He was just amazing. I mean, he was just fantastic. Nailed the bit. It went uber viral. I mean, that might be, to this day, our most viral thing we've done in the show.
Well, you know, and then you probably heard him singing Al Green and then Sweet Home Chicago and thought, well, heck, why didn't I have him sing with me?
I know. It's like, I think we might have pitched one idea of singing, but you know, he had this initiative that he really wanted to get his point across on, so we had to keep it to that for now. But maybe next time we can have him come on and sing.
So you're nonpartisan. You're going to have Mitt Romney slow jamming with you pretty soon?
We sent an invite out to Mitt. We have not heard back yet, but I would do slow jam with him. I would do a song with him. Whatever he wants to do, I think it'd be fun. We'll make him look good.
Jimmy Fallon, host of Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, now in its fourth season, just released a new album called Blow Your Pants Off. Thanks so much.
You're awesome. Thanks for having me on.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.